Hey everyone, welcome back to another segment of Are You Kidding Me? With me, Shannon Pollard. I hope everyone had a nice Valentine's Day, whether you have a Valentine or not. I hope you had a good day. I hope you either treated yourself, relaxed, bought yourself some chocolate, or bought, you know, yourself something. I hope everyone had a good day yesterday. So I'm going to start with the first story, which is really, really weird. Man suffers from really huge toe on TLC's My Feet Are Killing Me. Okay, now, since I can't show pictures, it's totally disgusting of, like, what I saw. It was weird. You don't have to walk a mile in Brian Mills' shoes to know he has a big problem. A giant big toe on his left foot. So basically, Mills was born with an enlarged left toe, like left big toe. And it grew so big that the toe next to it had to be removed when he was only two. After they took that one off, my big toe started growing significantly bigger. He recalls in Thursday's upcoming episode of the TLC series, My Feet Are Killing Me. Mills told podiatrist Dr. Ebony Vincent that walking is a challenge for him. It feels like I'm walking on sandpaper, and a lot of times I start to tend to walk on the side of my foot, and that causes a lot of pain on the other foot, he said before taking off his shoe and displaying his giant toe. Mills admitted that he fears his toe could be cancerous, which is why he hasn't seen a doctor about it since he was a kid. Last time I saw a doctor about my toe, I was 9 or 10, and they mentioned cutting off my big toe, he said. My mom was really opposed to that option, so after that, we never pursued anything else for it. That's how the article I read ended. Basically, I don't know what had happened. Maybe there is something else, and I just didn't see it. But that's basically, as far as I know with the article, that's how it ended, which is crazy. Literally, like, the last time he saw a doctor, he was 9 or 10 years old. I don't know. He didn't say how old he was now. But I'm assuming that was a while ago. And then he had to get his second toe cut off when he was 2. Only when he was 2. Like, that is insane. The next story is titled, Fiona the Hippo's Vomit Predicts Super Bowl Win for Kansas City Chiefs. A celebrity hippo is predicting a Super Bowl win for the Kansas City Chiefs. We already knew they won. Zookeepers at the Cincinnati Zoo recently got Fiona the Hippo to pick which team would win Sunday's Super Bowl, the Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers. The keepers set up two quote-unquote enrichment items, one having the Chiefs logo and the others with the 49ers, to see which one caught her eye, which one she would vomit on. The keepers figured Fiona would simply press her snout to one of the items, but since she had just eaten lunch, she decided to upchuck some freshly chewed veggies atop the Kansas City logo, according to Cincinnati station WLWT. Although the way Fiona made her prediction is certainly unique, her accuracy isn't anything special. The New York Post reports that Fiona's predictions have about a 50% accuracy rate. In 2018, she correctly picked the Philadelphia Eagles over the New England Patriots. If anyone's listening and you know me, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan because I'm from that area, so that was a good win for us. However, she incorrectly picked the Los Angeles Rams over the Patriots in 2019. Meanwhile, the top dog among psychic animals remains Paul the Psychic Octopus, who in 2010 successfully picked the outcome of 8 World Cup games without getting a single prediction wrong. Like, that is weird. Like, I think it's kind of like just chance most of the time, but still, that's crazy to think about that, you know? And apparently, and of course she was right. She was right because the Kansas City Chiefs did win. Man arrested for possessing pot lights up joint in courtroom. Fantastic, right? The suspect approached the bench to discuss his sentence, but instead expressed his views on legalizing marijuana before lighting up a marijuana cigarette and smoking it in front of the judge. He's got some guts. The rapper Afro Man famously sang about how getting, you know, smoking the substance prevented him from going to court. A Tennessee man decided to combine the two when he lit his marijuana cigarette in the courtroom, authorities said. Spencer Allen Boston, who was 20, was arrested Monday and charged with disorderly conduct and simple possession after sparking up in the courtroom, news outlets reported. Wilson County Sheriff Robert Bryan said Boston was in court Monday on a simple drug possession charge. Boston approached the bench to discuss his sentence, but instead expressed his views on legalizing marijuana. Boston reached in his pocket, pulled out a marijuana cigarette, lit it, smoked it, and was immediately taken into custody. Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Scott Moore said the courtroom crowd chuckled. It's unclear whether Boston lit up a joint or a blunt, but it doesn't matter. But Brian said the defendant's marijuana did have a strong odor. That, he has some guts. Like, he was already in there on charges for drugs, and he was like, you know what, let me just spark this up right in front of the judge. Like, are you kidding me? That's stupid. That's just, and then he got arrested. He was only 20. I mean, you can get arrested basically at any time. But are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The next one before I go to music, North Carolina Animal Shelter seeks forever home for world's worst cat. An animal rescue shelter in North Carolina is being brutally honest in an adoption ad for what it describes as, quote, the world's worst cat, unquote. Mitchell County Animal Rescue tells prospective owners exactly what to expect from domestic short-haired mix Perdita in a Facebook listing that is going viral. Perdita, we thought she was sick, turns out she's just a jerk. The Prospine-based shelter captioned pictures of the 4-year-old black and white cat they took in on Christmas Eve following the death of her owner. The reportedly unfriendly feline likes staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again. Lurking in dark corners, being queen of her domicile, and fooling shelter staff into thinking she's sick, it wrote. Perdita dislikes kittens, dogs, children, and hugs, but is, quote, ready to be socially awkward with a socially awkward human who understands personal space, unquote. The ad concludes. She is, however, spayed and vaccinated per a Pet Finder listing. It's unclear how tongue-in-cheek the shelter is being with its ad. It did not immediately respond to HuffPost requests for further information. But office manager Brittany Taylor told ABC News Perdita is, quote, just all-out awful, unquote. She pretends like she wants you to pet her and love her. As soon as you pick her up, she starts growling. She will swat at you. And Taylor also adding, she definitely makes you laugh. One minute she wants you, one minute she's over it. It's an animal, so it can go either way. But dang, I kind of hope the cat gets adopted. You know, I kind of feel bad, but they also say she's a jerk, so I don't know. All right, I'm gonna go to music now, and I'll talk to you guys, back in a little bit.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, it was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good sometimes
tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ay, no, ay. Someone watching it close, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, ay, bro, ay. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ay, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing. They wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah.
Welcome back from that break. All right, let's get right into this. The fifth story I have is called Yugudabri Kidding, about what someone just used as a library bookmark. Now, if you caught that pun, you may already know what this is about. University of Liverpool library staff found a strange item in a returned book. The University of Liverpool Library in Northwest England this week revealed what someone had used as a bookmark in one of its books. It is a plastic-wrapped slice of undetermined cheese. You know those little, like, Kraft singles? It was one of those. It's unclear what book it was being used inside, but library staff tossed the offending article and their tweet soon took on life of its own. People actually shared their own bookmark horror stories, some of which include bread, crispy bacon, crunch creams, a condom, buttered toast, and a taco. However, some people disagree and say that they are valid bookmarks because they are doing their job as a bookmark, which I think is totally ridiculous. So, are you kidding me? Like, why would you use food as a bookmark? Use a piece of paper, use a bookmark, use an index card, use a sticky note, use anything besides food. Next one I have, Florida cold spell leads to falling iguana alert. The National Weather Service routinely warns people about falling rain, snow, and hail, but temperatures are dropping so low in South Florida, the forecasters warned residents Tuesday about falling iguanas. This isn't something we usually forecast, but don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from the trees tonight as lows drops into the 30s and 40s. Brr, NWS Miami tweeted. It's funny how their cold is 30s and 40s, yet we're getting temperatures like 19, but actually feels like 9. The low temperatures stun the invasive reptiles, but the iguanas won't necessarily die. That means they will wake up as temperature rise on Wednesday. Iguanas aren't dangerous or aggressive to humans, but they damage seawalls, sidewalks, landscape foliage, and can dig lengthy tunnels. The males can grow to at least 5 feet, that's about as big as me, oh my gosh, and weigh nearly 20 pounds. Female iguanas can lay nearly 80 eggs a year, and South Florida's warm climate is perfect for the prehistoric looking animals. Iguanas are native to Central America, tropical parts of South America, and some Caribbean islands. I always wanted to hold an iguana. I don't know why. Iguanas are allowed to be kept as pets in Florida, but are not protected by any law except anti-cruelty to animals. They've been in South Florida since the 1960s, but their numbers have increased dramatically in recent years. That's crazy. It's weird how if it drops to like 30s and 40s, which is cold for them, they freeze and fall. It's good that they wake up, though. That's what I'm happy about. They wake up. Next I have, teacher baffled as student totally misunderstands quote-unquote Tom and Jerry homework task. A teacher who found his student had written about Tom and Jerry, the cat and the mouse, by mistake posted a photo of the work online, but others replied to it and said it deserved an A+. The teacher who criticized one of his student's essays and gave it a D grade divided opinion after posting a photo of the work on social media. The student was asked to write a character analysis on Tom Buchanan in F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic The Great Gatsby, but they appeared to have gotten their wires crossed and said, instead handed in a very different piece of writing. The teacher, based in New York, took to Twitter to write, "Teaching my first English course this semester has been rewarding, but I don't know what to do with this student." He also attached a photo of the essay, littered in his own red annotations with a title of the work giving away why the teacher may have taken issue with the content. Rather than break down the brutish character of Tom Buchanan, the pupil instead focused on working out what Tom, the popular cartoon cat, is attempting to achieve in his rivalry with Jerry, the popular cartoon mouse. Now here's one thing I don't get. Are teachers allowed to do that? Are they allowed to just like post your work online? Did the student know about it? And it was an essay. Like, it was an essay that he wrote. And I'm not sure if he blocked out his name or not. I can't remember the picture, but are they allowed? Is that allowed? Is that allowed? Next. Fast food worker fired after being filmed taking a bath in restaurant sink. An employee at Wendy's in Greenville, United States, has been fired after a video was posted online showing him taking a bath in the sink of the restaurant's kitchen. Lovely, right? A fast worker has been fired after a video was posted online showing him taking a bath in the restaurant's industrial-size sink. The clip was uploaded to TikTok, where it was viewed thousands of times before being widely shared on other social media platforms. It shows a man sitting in the sink with soapy water up to his shoulders at a branch of Wendy's in America, while another person throws a cloth into the water and tells him to wash himself. The man wipes his chest before laughing and saying, "It feels like a hot tub, and I'm just enjoying life, boss," as a metal food tray is also slid into the water. The employee can be seen shirtless, and his bare knees are visible above the water, but it's unclear if he is completely naked. The 23-second video was shared on Facebook with the caption, "So yeah, I'm just going to tell everyone right now, don't go to the Greenville Wendy's. This is disgusting. Please share this." On Twitter, one asked the chain, "So we just going to let employees bathe in the sink?" Another wrote, "Kind of not what anyone wants to see, huh, Wendy?" Christian Camp, a spokesperson for Team Shostak, who owns the Wendy's, said all employees featured in the video were fired immediately after they became aware of the clip, as reported by Newsweek. Like, are you kidding me? Like, if you're in a workspace, first of all, don't do that. That is disgusting. It is unsanitary. It is unnecessary. But why would you record it? Because then they know, like, if who recorded it and who is in the tub and who's doing all this will get fired. They do background checks. They see things. Like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Well, I'm going to go to music again, and I will be back with my last two stories.
Anticipation. too. Because in my world, I'm constantly, constantly having a breakthrough. Or a breakdown, or a blackout. Would you make out with me underneath the shelter of the balcony? 'Cause I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. Wish I could see what it's like to be the blood in my veins. Do the insides of all of my fingers still look the same? And can you feel it too when I am touching you? And when my hair stands on ends, it's saluting you. The blush in your cheek says that you bleed like me. And the 808 beat sends your heart to your feet. Left my shoes in the street so you'd carry me through a breakdown. Through a breakdown or a blackout, would you make out with me on the floor of the mezzanine? 'Cause I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. My face is full of spider webs, all tender yellow blue. And still with one eye open, well, all I see is you. I left my daydreams at the gate because I just can't take them too. I know my heart still has a suitcase, but I still can't take it through. I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some. I don't need anyone, I don't need anyone. I just need everyone and then some.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals. Bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you
is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped, you a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I get the money and go. This is high like a stove. My glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch fit her role. I just a rope and a rose. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms. The life frosted flakes. Hard to let these know. Just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from my. I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves.
And welcome back. All right, I'm going to talk about my last two stories, and then I'll be signing off. So the next one is bizarre. Eyeless creature with dolphin-like head washes up on beach in Mexico. I saw the pictures. It was really weird. An odd creature with a dolphin-like head, sharp fanged teeth, and a long snake-like tail has washed up on a beach. Shocked locals found the mysterious animal on the Destiladeras beach on the Pacific coast of Mexico, but no one has been able to identify it. According to local reports, the animal does not have eyes, prompting some to predict that it may well have come from deep in the Pacific Ocean when no light penetrates and eyes are not needed. If that is the case, they have no idea how it would wash up on the beach from the depths. According to local media, the animal was photographed after it had already been found by people walking on the beach who initially thought it was a dead dolphin. It was only when they got closer they realized it was something entirely different. None of the fishermen interviewed by local media would remember ever seeing anything like it previously. However, they mentioned that in Puerto Vallarta, there is a marine area with more than 1,000 meters deep. They speculated that this could have been the strange creature's home. Local media confirmed that nobody has been able to identify the strange animal, but there were also no reports in the media suggesting that it was fake. The pictures were wild. You wouldn't, like, believe what it looked like. Like, it had super, super sharp fanged teeth. It had kind of, like, the head of a dolphin, as they said it, but there was technically, like, no body, so it went from head to kind of, like, completely tail. It was weird. The last one is, man doesn't see why girlfriend hates his romantic meal, but everyone else does. A man who failed to see the gaping hole in his romantic plan was taught a harsh lesson after turning to strangers on the internet for help. It all started when the man decided to cook a romantic meal for his girlfriend to celebrate their anniversary. So far, so good. Wanting to come up with something extra special, he stumbled across the recipe for a chicken dish which sounded absolutely divine, he said. The only problem is the dish contained mushrooms. He says that his partner isn't a picky eater at all, but one thing she definitely does not like is mushrooms. She will pick them off pizzas and out of pies, and if she orders a dish with mushrooms in, when they are out, she picks them out. Not wanting to deviate from the recipe, he decided to include the mushrooms anyway, as they are put through a food blender and the pieces would be really tiny, meaning she will probably be able to eat them without noticing. When the big night comes, the pair sit down to the beautiful dinner he made, and his girlfriend asks what it is and if it contains mushrooms, because she can see small bits and pieces. The man told her to trust him, that it will taste amazing, and she won't even notice the mushrooms in the sauce. What's messed up is she refuses to even taste it, he wrote on Reddit. I went through all that hard work and you can't even see the mushrooms. The pieces are so tiny. She got all upset and said she's sure she wouldn't like it and asked to be excused. When I went after her, she yelled at me that I didn't care about her even when it's our anniversary. Of course I did. Of course I disagreed with her because I wanted to spend time with her and have dinner with her because it was our anniversary. I wanted everything to be special and now she wouldn't even try what I made. Now she isn't responding to any of my texts. So am I the jerk for making a special dinner on our anniversary, which my girlfriend completely refused to have an open mind and give a try? It's probably a debate he regretted starting as the dang verdicts came in thick and fast. They went a little something like this. Your smugness is almost worse than mushrooms. Sorry you made a meal that you knew she would hate and she hated it? You cooked something that she knew she didn't like. You cooked something that you knew she didn't like. There we go. That isn't the romantic gesture that you act like it is. It is you trying to push someone into something they don't want. It's kind of like when a parent makes a child eat vegetables, they hide it in there somewhere, you know? Like, yeah. If you knew she hated mushrooms, why would you include them in the dish as a romantic gesture? It reeks of self-centeredness. I don't blame her, to be honest. After seeing his post go down just as badly as the meal he made, he added a note to say, okay, I'm the jerk. I was just trying to be nice, but whatever. I understand the romantic gesture and everything, but if you knew that she didn't like mushrooms, then don't put any mushrooms in it. Makes sense, right? Well, that is the last story that I have. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And I will see you guys another time. Bye.